This is a consultation on Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N, last name Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. His date of birth is August 20, 1955. Patient seen for Dr. Anjana, A-N-J-A-N-A. Jagalur, J-A-G-A-L-U-R-M-D, J-A-G-A-L-U-R-M-D. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 69-year-old Asian male comes for evaluation. He does not smoke or drink, denies any drug allergies. The patient does not have any symptoms. History of present illness. On recent evaluation, he was found to have some abnormal protein in the urine, and that is the reason he is here. New paragraph. Past medical history, history of diabetes for last 2 years, history of hypertension for last 10 to 15 years. 2 years ago, patient had a mass in the liver, which was removed, but it was benign. Also at that time, he also had a cholecystectomy right before that surgery. He does have prostatic hypertrophy and he has to go to urine at night a couple times. Recently, on lab evaluation, his CMP showed creatinine of 1.66, EGFR was 44. He had uric acid, which was normal. Patient had rheumatoid factor, which was negative. His CBC was essentially unremarkable, except some eosinophilia, borderline. His he had a ANS screen which was positive. DNA antibody, however, was negative. The patient had urine protein electrophoresis, which showed urine protein 196. An abnormal band of 153 milligram per deciliter. It was in beta globulin area. Patient also had myeloperoxidase antibody negative. His protein electrophoresis well, I don't see any serum protein electrophoresis. Anyways, patient has been on metformin, carvedilol, losartan, nifedipine, Flomax, hydralazine. New paragraph. Physical exam. He is very pleasant. Sixty-nine-year-old Asian male, 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighing 240. Blood pressure slightly high today at 181/99. He says usually it is normal. Eyes ENT unremarkable. Lymph node negative in the neck. Chest symmetrical. Lungs were clear. Heart regular. Abdomen soft. Extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. Abnormal protein in urine, protein electrophoresis. And slightly elevated serum creatinine. Diagnosis 2, diabetes. Diagnosis 3, history of hypertension. Also, his immunoprotein electrophoresis showed gamma globulin at 0.7, which is below normal level. New paragraph. Recommendations. At this point, I don't suspect any significant, at this point I don't suspect he has multiple myeloma. However, we will get a skeletal survey to see his serum protein electrophoresis is normal in the blood. In urine, he does have abnormal protein. If a skeletal survey is within normal limit, at some point we should consider bone marrow split and biopsy. I don't think it might be yielding much right now because of such a small abnormality in his urine protein. So we will keep an eye on that, and I will see him in 3 months to reevaluate and go from there. For right now, we'll await results from skeletal survey and then consider bone marrow aspirate and biopsy if the need be. Thank you. This is a consultation on Norman Gibson. Copy of this may be sent to the referring physician. Thank you.